Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for January 16th to 27th, 2011. The leaked documents by Al Jazeera creates tension on the Palestinian political level, and the Israeli military and settlers continue assaults against Palestinian civilians in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the nonviolent activities in the West Bank with IMEMC's Sikara Pahisia.
This Friday, one person was injured and many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation when Israeli soldiers attacked the anti-wall protests in the village of Bilin and Nilin in central West Bank, in addition to Al-Masra in the south. In the village of Bilin, Israeli and international supporters marched with the villagers after the midday prayers and headed towards the wall built on local farmland. A Chilean delegation of MPs joined the protest this week. As soon as protesters reached the gate of the wall, Israeli soldiers stationed there fired tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets at them. Mohamed Abu Rama, 17 years old from Bilin, was injured when a tear gas bomb hit him on his hand. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. In the nearby village of Nilin, villagers conducted the midday prayers at their lands near to the wall and were joined by Israeli and international supporters. As soon as people reached the wall, Israeli soldiers stationed there fired tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets at them. No injuries were reported. At the village of Al-Masra near Bethlehem, soldiers attacked the weekly anti-wall protest. Villagers, along with international and Israeli supporters, gathered at the local school after midday prayers and marched towards lands taken from local farmers to build the wall. Israeli troops stopped the villagers and their supporters from leaving the village, using rifle butts and batons to force them back. For IMEMC.org, this is Sakare Pahizia.
In the backdrop of Palestine papers released recently by Al Jazeera TV and revealed secrets behind Palestinian-Israeli negotiations, Israeli government signaled possibility to soften positions toward the Palestinian side. Meanwhile, Palestinian Authority says the Palestine papers are an unprecedented shame in modern Arab history. IMEMC's Rami Al-Mighari has the story.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he's considering some steps towards the Palestinian side ahead of a meeting of the Quartet Committee for Middle East Peace. Israel says such steps are aimed at avoiding a possible Quartet stance against Israel during an upcoming meeting. The steps include allowing a protracted development of the project in both the Gaza Strip and the West Bank, removing a large number of roadblocks across the West Bank. The Palestine papers revealed a great deal of concessions from the part of Palestinian Authority during rounds of talks with Israelis. In the meantime, the Palestinian Authority described Al Jazeera's leaks as unprecedented shame in modern Arab history, accusing the Al Jazeera TV of misleading public opinion. In both the West Bank and Gaza, Palestinians reacted to the papers with various viewpoint. Some locals considered them unwanted and counterproductive, while some others regarded them dangerous and alarming, for they touch very sensitive issues such as the Palestinian people's right to return back to the Palestinian homeland. Saleh Zidane, political leader of the Democratic Front for the Liberation of Palestine, commented, DFLP is a member of the Palestine Liberation Organization, which has been negotiating Israel for more than two decades.
It is alarming and dangerous, that's true. Therefore, we say there needs to be an investigation panel by the PLO's Executive Committee and the Arab League into all the documents revealed by Al Jazeera. Also, there needs to be a total revision for the negotiations track and work rapidly to back the negotiators by restoring a comprehensive national unity.
Such concessions are pertaining to the occupied East Jerusalem, the refugees